She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut, Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and me.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello. This is Daddy-O and...
me!
Bella.
Bella. Hello, everybody.
So, Bella...
I have a question.
Hang on a minute. I noticed a couple of things. I don't remember these microphones being here last week. Were you maybe in here moving things around? Because this is not how I leave the microphones. What?
No comment.
Whose headphones are these? These are not even my headphones.
No comment.
No, you don't have the
right. You don't need to know everything.
Listen,
that goes
you don't
on.
Have the privilege of giving a Fifth Amendment utterance of no comment, okay?
We had a
the Constitution doesn't even apply to you.
Yeah, we were singing songs.
Who?
Me, Zoe.
No. Okay, you and Zoe.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all that was in here?
No comment.
Yeah, okay. Again, you cannot plead the Fifth Amendment. It does not apply to dorms.
I don't know what a Fifth Amendment is. Yeah. I just say okay. I'd rather not say.
Why don't you ask
say.
Mama? Ask Mama what the Fifth Amendment is. All in the right. meantime, in the meantime, no, it's not that
in
you'd rather not say. I'm asking
I
you
have
a question.
Questions.
Wait a second. I need to understand something.
Oh.
You cannot ask questions while I'm asking. You answer my question. There's no I'm not taking questions. There's no I no comment.
No, it's I have a question.
Who, besides you and Zoe, was in this studio?
Slippery Pete was here. We were singing songs. It was fun. We wish you could have been here, Mr. Daddy-O, but you couldn't. So we did it ourselves. Anyway, I have a question.
So Slippery Pete was in the studio.
Are you
again. Done? How did you even get in here? I changed the lock. Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't. That's right.
Locks don't frighten me.
They're not meant to frighten you. They're meant to keep you out.
They don't work.
Okay.
Anyway.
What's your question?
I know certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know about dogs like me and Zoe.
You know certain things and you know about dogs?
Right.
Okay.
Like me and Zoe know what we're up to and everything. But I have a question for maybe the little children out there that might have a question. Here's the question. How do you know or how do you hear God talking to you so that you know that you're doing the right thing or you're going the right way or you're in the right path? And I know for myself, and I know I'm a dog, it's a little different because we dogs have a job to do, and
mm-hmm.
that was because God told us to do it, and that's our job.
What
and
did
so
tell you
our
to do?
Job
what's the job
is to keep you company and be good friends to you, kind of like Jesus in a friend way, meaning we love you no matter what.
Uh-huh.
Like we love you sometimes when you're even mean to us, and we love you sometimes when you don't feed us on time and stuff like that.
Right.
We're very loyal.
Uh-huh.
And we love you, and we want to protect you, and we want to kiss you and cuddle with you.
I have a question.
And we need
on your
to protect
here.
The property.
Okay.
I know that was a job that God gave us to do.
God told you this?
Uh-huh.
So then why are you asking me, how do you hear from God? If
I didn't say me.
Oh, okay.
I right. said that children, because me and Zoe, we're kind of like, we're kind of like angels. Like angels
yes.
are not...
your servants.
Right.
Yes.
We're servants. We're,
that's right.
We're on the job. We're here to do all the things God wants us to do.
Right.
And sometimes he'll nudge us to do something to help you. Uh-huh.
Right.
And protect you and such like
right.
that.
And not make our lives harder.
Right.
Sort of like when you and Zoe and Slippery Pete break into the podcast studio, do your own thing, and then not tell me about it.
We didn't break in. Anyway. So, on with my question.
Yes. Okay, well, I can tell you this. I know you. Maybe it sounds like you're looking for like a formula or some kind of trick or something.
I'm not looking for a trick or a formula. I'm just wanting to help the children because I was wondering how do you know, even though you're not a child?
No.
You haven't been for a long time.
All right, calm down.
When was the first time you heard God speak to you?
In 2003.
And how old were you?
I was 35.
So, do you think that God was talking to you before that?
He wasn't talking to me audibly. Like, you know, I could hear him talking.
All right, so let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about when you're a little kid. You know God was talking to you when you were a little kid, right?
Sure, sometimes through my parents, sometimes through a sign, sometimes through a billboard, sometimes through a song.
Because he loved you from the moment of the foundations of the earth, right?
He loved me before I was even conceived.
Right.
Right.
So he wanted to talk to you, right?
Correct.
So when you were born, he was probably talking to you. Maybe not like a voice, but maybe inside. And then you got baptized. Oh, wait a minute. You got baptized not... You were older, right?
Yes.
All right, but you were going to church and everything, and you knew who Jesus was.
Yeah, I was going to Catholic church.
All right, so, and God was trying to lead your life, right?
Correct.
But a lot of times you didn't realize it.
Well, a lot of times I didn't not only realize it, but also, you know, didn't care, because I didn't really have a relationship with God. I didn't know God.
So when you were little?
When I was little.
All right. So, God talks to little children, too, then?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and not always, like... in a voice they can hear.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. So it's, he leads them and he tells them, don't do this, or it'll be better for you if you do this.
Right.
Or, I love you very much, don't worry, I love you, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's always very nice.
Right.
Tell the little children little ways that they can know that God is with them and trying to talk to them.
Well, first and foremost, they should listen to this episode with their mommies and daddies.
Right, or their people who are their guardians.
Yeah, assuming they're all believers.
Right.
Right, in Jesus.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
Okay, so here's a few ways that you can use.
All right, some tips.
First thing is, the very, very first thing, this isn't even part of it, but the very, very first thing is, I'm assuming you're in a relationship or you desire to be in a relationship with Jesus, correct?
Right.
Okay, so that being said, one of the ways that you know God is speaking to you, or one of the things you can kind of think about, is when God speaks, it never makes sense to the world, to unbelievers, like that.
Okay.
It sounds almost foolish the world.
Foolishness.
Yeah, like, let me try to give you an example.
I know one.
What?
Love your enemies.
Love your enemy, yeah.
That's a hard one.
That's hard, and it almost doesn't make any sense. Why would you love your enemy? Why would you love someone who doesn't love you, who tries to hurt you? Why would you love them? It doesn't make sense.
Because if you had somebody in school who was being mean to you...
Like a bully.
A bully.
Right.
And God would say, you really need to love the bully.
Right.
Oh, no! That would be so hard! Because you want to beat the bully up.
And I know you. You'd want to bite the bully.
I want to bite him right on the ankle. Ooh. But I know that... Ouch. I know that God says, no, don't do that.
Right.
You want to love them. Right. That's what really will help.
That's right. That's right. Hmm. But something like that would not make sense to the world.
I know another one.
Yeah, what?
Turn the other cheek. That's another hard one.
Right. God says, turn the other cheek. Hmm. Now, let me ask you something. Did you hear God say this?
I read it.
You read it where?
In the Bible.
In His Word, right?
Yes.
Okay, so... if you get the thought, turn the other cheek, or love your enemy, or something like that, that doesn't make sense to the world, and I'm saving this to last, but typical Bella style, you jumped right to the end of it, it lines up with the word. So
that's the most important part,
I think. There are also a couple of other things. as well. But yes, that is paramount, lining it up with the word. So that's the first thing. When God speaks, it'll never make sense to the world.
Right.
Second thing is, when God speaks, it'll always require faith.
Oh, what's faith? Let's explain.
Faith is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for.
That sounds a little complicated. Can you make it simpler for me? Faith is the evidence.
Faith is believing something good is going to happen before it does.
All right. So, let me think now a minute now.
Okay.
All right. So, faith.
Let me give you an example.
All right.
Okay. You wanted me to take you to the dog park the other day.
Yes.
Okay. You said, Daddy-o, will you take me to the dog park? And I said, yes. And then for the next 7 days, you kept thanking me for taking you to the dog park. And we haven't even gone to the dog park yet.
Because I know you're a man of your word.
You have faith in what my word says.
I
and
trust
that is
you.
Yes. Yeah, and you trust me. So when I say yes, I'll take you to the dog park, you're so excited and it hasn't even happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel, yeah, we're going to that dog park and he doesn't go back on his word and we're going and it's as good as done, that you could already be excited as if you've already been there.
Because that's the evidence.
That's the evidence.
Ah.
That's the evidence of things hoped for. The thing you hope for
is to go to the dog park.
So the evidence of that thing you hope for
is your faith,
which is you're excited,
Yay. You're
non-wavering, which means you're not going to believe anything else. If anybody says something different, that you're not going to the park, you're not going to waver.
Right. Okay. I get it. So it's basically we trust you and we know that your word is true.
Right. So when God says love your enemy,
mm-hmm.
love the bully at school,
right.
you can have faith. There's a purpose for that and it's
right.
a purpose to do you good.
And that it's going to end up good, even though it seems like a bad thing to do
right.
that.
Right. Correct.
It really will be a good thing.
Right.
All right.
Now, this next one kind of is related a little bit to the having faith, but when God speaks, it'll also always require courage.
Oh. What's courage?
Well, courage means you have,
I know.
What? You want to give me a chance to answer? Yeah, what's courage?
Go ahead.
What's courage?
I'm going to be like mama and do all the answering. All right, so here's what I think, and you tell me if I'm right.
Go ahead. What's courage?
Courage is when you're afraid to do something, but you do it anyway because you know it's the right thing.
Okay, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, right.
All right, you tell. You say.
Well, a couple of examples of acts of courage or how to practice. It takes courage to admit when you're wrong.
Right. I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't like admitting I'm wrong, but I know it's the right thing to do.
Right. Courage is the ability to do something that frightens you.
That's what I said!
Right.
Doing something even though you're scared.
Right.
Strength,
strength in the face of pain or grief.
There you go.
Okay?
Okay.
So it always requires courage to do what God says because sometimes it can be a little scary.
Right. All right.
Because you don't know in the natural, like, I wonder if this is going to work.
Right.
But you have faith that it is, and that's what makes you
All
take
right.
that
so we
action.
Got faith.
Right.
We got courage.
Right.
And more importantly, we got the Word of God.
Well, there's kind of five things that I like to use.
All right. So that's three.
So just to kind of recap for a second.
All right.
It'll never make sense to the world when God speaks.
Right.
When God speaks, it always requires faith.
Uh-huh.
When God speaks, it always requires courage.
Right.
And here's another one. Watch this. When God speaks, no matter what's going on around you, there could be chaos going on, craziness. Everybody's upset. Everybody's screaming. No matter what's going on, you'll always have a peace about it in your heart.
Peace.
Rest.
So that's kind of like when you're at peace and you're at rest. It's because you trust God is going to do a good thing.
Exactly.
It's all tied up together.
It's like in the Bible, there was a big storm. The fishermen were panicking. Everybody was upset.
I remember that story.
And Jesus was where? Sleeping.
Sleeping.
He was at rest.
He
was at peace.
In the middle of the storm.
In the middle of the storm, he was at peace.
And they woke him up and said, help, oh God,
I'm finally getting some sleep. I'm finally getting some sleep. Why'd you wake me up? That's what he's saying.
And then what happened?
And then he said to the storm, hey, shut up.
And the storm shut up.
I love everything that was calm. Story. And then they were like, who's this guy? Like, they still didn't really understand.
Yeah, I know.
Now, finally.
Okay.
The coup de grace.
What's the coup de grace?
Peace de resistance.
That's a funny word.
You can ask mama.
And, all right.
And kids, you can ask your parents what the coup de grace is.
Coup de grace and peace de resistance.
Okay. You should know what that is. You?
Well, yeah, that's French.
Yeah, right.
We say that in New Orleans.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It means the final piece, right. The big piece.
The big piece.
The big kahuna piece.
Right. When God speaks, it'll always line up with something in His Word, which we've already mentioned and alluded to.
Right. Yes.
So those are some five checklists. So that's a checklist of five things. I'm not saying those are the only things. I'm sure there are more. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are less. I don't even know. But those are five things that I think would put you on a good path to knowing when God is speaking to you.
So it's important that we know what God's Word says.
Well, the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 27, my sheep know my voice.
Uh-huh. And we're His sheep.
We are His sheep.
We follow His voice. Right. Well, you guys, I do too, but I'm a dog.
You're a dog and, you know.
And I'm on the job.
Here's the thing.
I'm working hard.
The only species that God made in His own image are humans. And He gave humans the ability to reason.
And
you know what that means?
Talk.
Do you know what reasoning means?
Oh, I can talk.
Do you know what reasoning means?
Yes!
Good. Because if you know what I was going to say,
thinking,
ask mama.
It's thinking.
Thinking.
Making sense.
Finding a solution.
Right.
You know, animals don't have the ability to reason.
Finding an answer.
Right. Exactly.
We can think. Please, we think.
I know you think, but... And you are somewhat of a problem solver, so...
That's right. I can open all those doors.
But, like, relating and reasoning and finding solutions and having a relationship and, you know...
All right. I get it.
That kind of thing.
But I know we're different. I know because God gave us a different job. I told you that in the beginning.
I'm not questioning that.
All right.
Hmm.
Just so you
know. Okay. Does that answer your question right now?
I think so.
Okay.
I hope that helps everyone out there.
I'm sure it does.
All right.
And hey, just by the way, we're still waiting for some submissions of the Bella and Me podcast theme song.
You're not allowed to listen
to the lyrics. You got to do it by memory. And the one who gets the closest wins, and we are using the honor system.
We love that.
Yeah.
So be honest.
Yeah, don't cheat.
No cheating.
We love you anyway.
All right.
Any other questions?
Yeah, what time are we eating?
Okay.
I'm hungry.
This has been another episode
of
Bella and Me.